Alright folks, welcome back to Steel Nerves Masculinity. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and today we're diving into something pretty personal, something a lot of guys struggle with in silence. We're talking about depression, that heavy, relentless feeling that can cloud your mind and steal your joy. Now, before you click off thinking this is some self-pity party, let me tell you this isn't about wallowing. This is about taking control, understanding the beast, and ultimately finding our way back to the light. Ever felt like a weight was crushing your chest, making it hard to breathe, hard to even get out of bed? You know that feeling when your usual fire just fizzles out, leaving you drained and hopeless? That's depression, and trust me, I've been there. But here is the thing. It doesn't have to define you. It can be a hurdle, a detour on our journey, but it doesn't have to be the whole damn road. Today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that helped me navigate my own journey through depression and come out stronger on the other side. First up, admitting you're struggling is not weakness. It's strength. We men are raised to be tough, to shoulder our burdens alone. But bottling it all up just creates pressure, making things worse. Sharing your struggles with someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist can feel terrifying, but it's the first step towards healing. Remember, asking for help is a sign of courage, not fragility. Next, we need to ditch the snap out of it mentality. Depression isn't just sadness, it's a complex illness that affects our thoughts, feelings, and even our physical health. It requires patience, understanding, and sometimes professional guidance. Think of it like a broken bone you wouldn't just try to ignore it and hope it heals on its own, right? Treat your mental health with the same care and attention. Now here is a game changer. Focus on what brings you joy. Depression often sucks the life out of everything you used to love. But actively seeking out activities that spark your passion, even small things like reading a book, listening to music, or spending time in nature can be a powerful antidote. It reminds you that there's still beauty and wonder in the world, even when things feel bleak. Speaking of feeling better, take care of your physical health. Exercise, eat nutritious foods, get enough sleep, these aren't just cliches, they're vital for mental well-being. Think of it as fueling your body and mind. When you treat yourself with kindness, it shows in how you feel inside and out. Finally, remember that recovery is not linear. There will be good days and bad days. Some days, you'll feel like you're conquering the world, other days, you might struggle to get out of bed. But keep pushing forward, celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and never give up hope. You've got this, guys. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years back, I hit rock bottom. My career was in shambles, my relationships were strained, and I felt utterly lost. One morning, I woke up feeling like a complete failure, staring at the ceiling, paralyzed by hopelessness. That's when I realized this isn't me. This isn't who I am. It's okay to not be okay, but it's time to fight back. So, I reached out to a therapist, started exercising again, and focused on small things that brought me joy, listening to music, spending time outdoors, reconnecting with friends. It wasn't easy, there were days where I wanted to give up, but I kept going. Slowly, bit by bit, I started to feel the darkness lifting. Now, I'm on the other side of that experience, stronger and more resilient than ever. And you can be too. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself every single day. Today's episode is all about taking control, embracing vulnerability, and finding strength in your struggles. We talked about admitting when things are tough, ditching the snap-out-of-it mentality, rediscovering joy, prioritizing self-care, and remembering that recovery isn't always linear. The most important takeaway is this. You're not alone. Depression affects millions of people, men included. It's a battle worth fighting, and with the right support and mindset, you can emerge stronger and more resilient than ever before. So, let's keep talking about it, breaking down the stigma, and supporting each other on this journey. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review letting us know what resonated with you, or join the conversation on our social media pages. We're building a community of support here, one steel nerve at a time. Until next time, keep pushing forward and remember you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.